Most of his fans first heard of Davy Jones in 1966 when the Monkees television program invaded living rooms worldwide. In reality, the then 21-year-old actor and singer from Manchester in the United Kingdom was a show business veteran. He got his start as a teen actor on British television and later performed in the West End and Broadway casts of the musical Oliver. While appearing in that show, Davy Jones found himself on the Ed Sullivan Show in the U.S., the same night that millions of people tuned in to see the Beatles' American TV debut. In later years, Jones often told the story of hearing hundreds of teenagers screaming as the Beatles played and deciding then and there that he wanted to be a pop star. Within 2 years, he was. And almost 50 years later, the theme song to the television program that made Davy Jones a household name is still burned into the brains of baby boomers around the world.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The Monkees television show was developed to cash in on the success of the Beatles film A Hard Day's Night. Running for only 2 years, it made stars of Jones and his bandmates Michael Nesmith, Peter Tork, and Mickey Dolenz. Jones played the part of the cute one, and a quick look at Twitter and Facebook messages that have popped up since his passing confirm that Davy is remembered decades later as a first crush and a teen heartthrob. The continued success and beloved status of the Monkees is something that Davy Jones didn't take lightly or for granted. In a recent interview, he talked appreciatively of his longtime fans.
I love the reaction of the audience, and I'm looking out there and people are actually singing along, you know. I think that makes it for me. I mean, the fact that the songs are recognizable. We do them the way we did them.
While the Monkees were often derided for not being a real band, just four actors and singers who'd been thrown together for a television program, no one can discount their success. They sold millions of records and have been lauded for helping the careers of many then unknown but now legendary songwriters. Davy Jones sang lead on one of the Monkees' three number one singles, the John Stewart penned Daydream Believer. He was also out in front on the Monkees' hit version of the now classic Neil Diamond song, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You.
Walk out, Bill, don't you walk out, we got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk, but things will be okay.
Looking back, it's easy to say that the Monkees songs would be successful. After all, they had a weekly television program and millions of devoted fans. But in reality, the Monkees sold millions and millions of records because they released good songs by great writers and recorded them with some of LA's top studio musicians. Within a year of their debut single, the Monkees had released four albums, all of which hit number one and continue to sell well today. Though the Monkees broke up soon after their television show ended, the ensuing years brought a number of reunion shows and tours. Last year, Davy, Mickey, and Peter briefly toured the U.S. and Britain before mysteriously canceling their tour. In his post-Monkees life, Davy Jones was an actor and also a keen horseman and racehorse owner. He continued to tour as a solo artist as well. His last performance was in New York City, just 11 days before his death of an apparent heart attack at his home in Florida. Davy Jones was 66 years old when he died, but thanks to television and hit singles, he'll be forever remembered as a cute 21-year-old pop star. I'm Catherine Cole.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.